Hello, today is Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. I'm Joe Schmidt with PC2, and this is Staying Connected. On today's podcast, we're going to take a look at some of the pricing trends in the enterprise mobility market. I'm joined by two of my PC2 colleagues, Kim Olson, a consultant with PC2, and Ben Fox, one of PC2's managing directors. Both Kim and Ben have quite a bit of experience helping our clients assess the cost of wireless services and negotiating best-in-class. So, Kim, let me start with you. What are some of the pricing trends that you're seeing in the enterprise mobility market?
For smartphone users, plans with pooled data and unlimited voice and messaging are rapidly becoming the norm, mirroring the consumer market. This has shifted the need for optimizing voice plans to optimizing data plans. Really large users may still benefit from having some users on a flat rate voice plan or custom voice pooling plans, but there is a trade-off from the additional complexity that these plans bring. Additionally, the prevalence of smartphone hotspots and the fact that there is rarely any additional charge for hotspot functionality has reduced the number of enterprise users with AirCart and Tablo plans, but there are still plenty out there. Full data plans are now the default for these types of devices, and increasingly, enterprises are managing data pooling plans that span all data devices, smartphones, air cards, and tablets.
So, Ben, you're based in the UK, but I know you travel extensively. Have you seen much movement in those really nasty international roaming rates?
Hi, Joe. Yes, indeed we have. In fact, roaming voice and data and messaging charges, so that's the rates for using your mobile device whilst traveling overseas. Those rates have really continued to drop at a greater rate than other areas of wireless pricing. And so they've become a key area both for continued cost reductions and also a lucrative target for negotiations. But it's also true that unfortunately, offsetting that, there continues to be a really wide, often bewildering array of different pricing options for roaming charges. So whether the options are buying usage bundles up front, whether you're subscribing to fees for a daily package for roaming, or whether you just pay per minute, per message, per megabyte that you use as you go. And the challenge is that when presented with all these different options, it can be extremely difficult to determine what's the optimal path to best-in-class roaming pricing for your user types. So we found that the best practice to deal with that complexity is rather than trying to pick different options for different users and then continually optimizing that mix over time and juggling different users between these different types of plans, it's better simply bite the bullet, pick the roaming pricing option that's going to work for the majority of your users, and then simply aggressively negotiate the pricing of that particular plan or set of plans. It's also true that there's other cost areas in wireless where pricing really isn't dropping significantly at all. A really good example of that is the net equipment pricing that you pay. So the cost of purchasing the mobile equipment, the smartphones, etc., after accounting for whatever credits, subsidies that you've negotiated from your carrier, we find that that net equipment pricing is flat at best. And in fact, for many of our clients who in the past have negotiated really bleeding class deals and pricing for new equipment models, just holding on to that level of pricing can be a challenge. Meaning that the net amounts that enterprises are paying to replace users' smartphones every couple of years are often modestly increasing. And I think a key driver for that, or not necessarily the only driver, is certainly that the smartphone manufacturers are increasing their prices. And that's outside the control, really, of the carriers. So what we've found successful is focusing the negotiations in this area on making sure that that contribution that your carrier makes to the cost of those devices, either subsidy plus any one-time upgrade credits, making sure that that contribution is not eroded, and if possible is increased to help offset the increasing cost of these devices. But also, before finishing on equipment pricing, there's a tangential link to early termination fees, or ETFs, as they're most commonly known. So ETFs being the charge or the penalty that you pay if a user ceases their line before the end of the line term that they agreed to at the start of their arrangement, they agree to in return for providing that user with the subsidized equipment. And they're normally a one-year line term or a two-year line term, most commonly 2 years. So negotiating relief from those ETFs, has always been and has always been a key part of enterprise deals and is a key battleground really with carriers who want to minimize their customers' flexibility and make sure every single user is locked in for that two-year period. But it's been very common to negotiate waiver pools of 10 to 20% that allow you to, for the first 10, 20% of your user base that cease their line early, you can avoid the ETF, you don't pay it. Anything over that and ETFs kick in. But we found that, you know, recently carriers have aggressively gone after those waiver pools, try to limit them, and also water down your rights to user waivers, or even increasing the costs over and above the standard ETFs at the point that in time that you run out of waivers. Often under the guise of kind of terms such as, these are the new terms required to reflect our latest working practices. So we found that the equipment pricing and ETFs all kind of wrapped up together as a key battleground for negotiations for wireless at the moment.
So, Kim, what mobile providers in the U.S., what mobile providers are offering this new pricing?
Our clients tend to look at Verizon Wireless and AT&T as the only two providers that can meet their needs. T-Mobile has a role as a disruptor, but enterprises are finding it hard to move from subsidized devices to buying them outright, and thus not realizing the benefits that T-Mobile's different approach can offer. Sprint continues to lose enterprise subscribers, like on the consumer side of the house, and they're usually not the supplier of choice for our clients.
And Joe, I'd add, just to close out, that our key takeaway for our clients is that cost savings in wireless actually continue to be relatively easy pickings. But at the same time, you really do have to go and make the effort, if you will, of picking the juicy savings off the tree. Those savings don't just automatically fall in your lap, and you won't benefit from these latest pricing trends automatically. Rather, you really need to proactively secure those cost reductions that those latest pricing trends can give you, either by optimizing the pricing plans that your user activated on to the newest, the most cost-effective plans, or by negotiating for the latest best-in-class market pricing and plans, or most likely some combination of both negotiations and optimizing the plans. Bottom line is that if you stand still, you really get nothing, and you'll quickly end up paying far more than you should for what is essentially a commodity service.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Ben, and thank you also, Kim. And if you, the listening audience, would like to learn more about the trends in enterprise mobility, and if you want to hear how TC2 can help you achieve some of these big savings, or if you have other ICT needs that you'd like to discuss, please give us a call, shoot us an email. You can also check out our website or follow us on LinkedIn.